For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Jeff Sessions was forced out as Attorney General as President Trump has asked for his resignation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his concerns about how this may affect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
Protecting Mueller and his investigation is paramount. It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation.
With the Democrats retaining the House, Nancy Pelosi is poised to return to her old job as House Speaker.
I heard the President say, I deserve to be the Speaker. I don't think anybody deserves anything. It's not about what you have done. It's what you can do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democrats took control of the House in the midterm elections and Republicans retained the majority in the Senate. USA's Tim Berg has some of the fallout from the switch.
Former Democratic Governor Edwin Dell had a message for Democrats.
Legislate, legislate, legislate. Don't investigate, investigate, investigate. You can have some targeted investigations, but get things done. I believe we can pass an immigration bill that the president would sign and can get through the Senate and an infrastructure bill. Two very important things for America. Legislate first.
Floridians who paid their debt to society will get the right to vote again. Florida was one of three states that banned convicted felons from regaining their right to vote after serving their sentence. Voters have approved a measure that will let more than a million nonviolent felons regain those rights automatically. There had been a 7-year waiting period before they can even apply to get reinstated, the process sometimes taking 10 years or more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting with officials from North Korea has been canceled. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
It's not known what the results of the midterm elections may have had on the cancellation of the talks that were to be held in New York and were designed to get the stalled negotiations to disarm North Korea back on track. North Korea's foreign ministry had issued a warning that Pyongyang would seriously consider restarting its nuclear weapons program unless the U.S. economic sanctions were lifted. The State Department announcement the meeting had been postponed and would reschedule when our respective schedules permit. I'm John Clemens.
Speaker of the House Mitch McConnell held a press conference today to discuss some of the midterm election results and how he feels Democrats and Republicans can work together on some issues.
Well, look, the health care system is still a pretty big mess. And it's obviously now going to have to be addressed on a bipartisan basis because the Democrats will control the House. And I don't think anybody's satisfied with the status quo. And the American people have given us divided government, which they've given us most of the time since World War II. They seem to like divided government. And I think the message is figure out what you can do together and do it. And I think health care is still a crisis and needs to be fixed.
In Arizona, the Senate race is still too close to call, with Congressman Martha McSally holding a slight lead over her Democrat opponent, Kyrsten Sinema. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.